our meditation this morning, but we had hoped. We had hope. So that expression from our gospel reading has stayed with me since we read the passage at least 2 weeks ago with our inviting circle. And as Michelle Owens read those words yesterday with our group that was gathered, it's always interesting how something from a piece of scripture will stick with you, stay with you. But we had hoped, or we had hope. And of course, our moderator voiced those words as well. At our gathering with the inviting circle, we go around the circle after the scripture has been read. And we usually work ahead and reflect on the question, what words resonated with you as you heard the scripture? And it's interesting where people land, but these were my words. We had hoped. We have hope. The disciples had hoped for a different outcome. And then Jesus surprises them with a new vision, a different outcome. Jesus' appearance inspired the disciples to continue with the work that Jesus started. They took up his ministry and mission and made it their own. They spread the good news. And that is where the good news finds us today, to see and believe, and then to share God's vision of faith that is grounded in love, care, compassion, justice, and mercy made possible through God's grace. And sometimes we need a reminder to look at the whole of creation and our Creator and God's vision for all of creation. We are just about to come to Earth Day. It's on the 22nd. So just a time to think about, you know, the whole of creation and, of course, recent events in the sky. But during weeks full of conflict, confusion, and noise, and something far more miraculous took place that, you know, we haven't really had a lot of time to meditate on. I know CBC News has been doing a lot with interviewing, and their coverage was great. But four human beings left the Earth, circled the moon, and returned. They went beyond the orbit that shapes our daily lives. They passed the familiar edge of our worries and circled behind the moon. From there, they watched the Earth fade from view, and they called that Earth set. From the surface of the moon, our planet, with every country, every conflict, and every life, slowly slips out of sight. It's hard to take that in. So we are used to living at the center of our own story. The news cycle reinforces that. Everything feels immediate, and everything feels urgent. Everything feels decisive. But from that distance, the scale changes. The Earth becomes so small that it can disappear behind the edge of another world. Not meaningless, but no longer the whole frame. Now, this is not the first time that human beings have seen this. When the first pictures of Earthrise arrived from space, they changed how people saw the planet. Environmental movements began, and people started talking about Earth as one system, a shared home. But you know, we tend to forget. We go back to our divisions. We split into groups and tell ourselves who belongs and who does not. We create whole worlds from these differences. And then from time to time, we are given a different view. Thomas Berry wrote that the earth is not just a group of objects, but a community of living beings. This idea is easier to understand when you see the whole planet at once, even if it is in photographs or, you know, visual representations. But from space, there are no borders, no nations, no parties, no ideologies. It's just one fragile planet surrounded by a huge dark space. Another author, Maria Reiche, once wrote that we are not merely the passing forms of this world, but part of its ongoing life. I'm going to repeat that. We are not merely the passing forms of this world, but part of its ongoing life. And that does become harder to ignore when you see how small and how singular this place is. Now, the point of this perspective is not to dismiss what is happening on Earth. The conflicts are real. They'd be pretty hard to ignore. The suffering is real. That is also pretty hard to ignore. And the decisions being made matter. But the scale shifts the question. It's no longer only what is happening. It can become, what kind of world are we creating on this small shared home? Because this is it. As far as we know, there is no other place for us. There is no second earth to start over. This is our home. One of the East prophets taught an expression, and it would be not, I should have had that up on the screen, be more interesting to see the words just than to hear them, that we are inter-R. We inter-R. So it's meaning that it's not just that we are, we inter-R. We connect with one another. Our lives are connected in ways that we cannot fully separate. Seeing Earth from space makes this clear. We breathe the same air. We depend on the same systems. We are all shaped by the same delicate conditions that allow life to exist. The perspective does not solve our problems. It does not tell us how to navigate the crisis in front of us. But it does make clear what is at stake. It's not winning, it's not dominating, it's not securing advantage over one another, but it is about learning how to live together on this earth. The astronauts have returned, and they're undergoing all of the stuff that they have to do after they go up into space, and they've returned to the noise, just like we do. But for some time, maybe in their entire lives, a brief piece of time, they saw something we rarely let ourselves see. And now the question is whether we will let that vision change us. We inter-R. I'd like to offer this prayer. Holy One, lift our eyes beyond ourselves. When we become consumed by what is immediate, remind us of the larger whole. When we divide and separate, remind us how deeply we belong to one another. Give us the wisdom to live gently on this earth and the courage to care for what has been entrusted to us. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen.